Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 9th, 1971, one of the biggest upsets in the political history of Barbados occurred when Anderson, aka Peanuts Morrison, defeated Harold Bernard St. John in a general election for the Christchurch South Central seat. As author the late Harold Hoyt in his book, Eyewitness to Order and Disorder, so adequately described, it was, quote, arguably the most stunning upset in Barbadian electoral history, end quote. Looking at the two candidates, Peanuts Morrison attended the Boys Foundation School. In 1971, he was 35 years old, a senior civil servant, and a newcomer to elected politics. He was described as down-to-earth and having a practical outlook. His real concern was for the people. As a result, this understanding played a vital role in his decision to take up, quote-unquote, the small man's cause. He is quoted as saying, until you really understand the problems of these people, you can make the mistake of talking down to them in the belief that they must leave it to the experts, since they are not capable of knowing what is good for them. I do not see it that way, but one must first be expert at living. This makes all the difference, end quote. His catalyst was the bond of a shared lived experience within the communities of that constituency, which made him, in his opinion, better able to understand their plight. Harold Hoyt raised the point of Morrison's confidence related to his ability to unseat the veteran politician. In Morrison's own words, Hoyt reports, and I quote, I am confident all the way. I am from among the people, and for me, this is important. I also know that this too matters to them, end quote. He was so confident that he was doing the correct thing, he resigned his job to contest the seat. Harold Bernard St. John, like Morrison, was born and raised in the constituency. He also attended the Boys Foundation School, then Harrison College and the University College of London, where he pursued studies in law. He was highly experienced in local and central government, having served in the Senate as well as the House of Assembly. He was the elder statesman of the Barbados Labour Party, under whose banner he cut his political teeth. He also served as leader of the party when founder leader Sir Grantley Adams resigned from active politics. He was seriously expected to become the island's second prime minister. One critical plank of his campaign sought to ensure that under his administration, parliamentarians would by law have to declare their assets. The September 9th general election resulted in Morrison carrying the constituency by a narrow vote count of 1,572 votes to St. John's 1,492, representing over 51% of the vote. This result was the last to be called, some 2 hours after all the other ridings had been declared. Overall, the Democratic Labour Party won the 1971 general election by 17 seats to 7. On this day, September 9, 1971, the island registered one of the most stunning political upsets, as first-time contestant Anderson Peanuts Morrison prevailed over the more experienced Harold Bree St. John to capture the Christchurch Central seat. From that day, this election would be dubbed the Peanuts Election.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.